Our motion picture cameraman at home has an interesting way of evaluating relief. He knows exactly how many feet it took her in motion picture film. It took to do that, and the next day when it doesn't take as much, or a few days later, he says she's 50 feet better than she was before. After 10 days of treatment, she wanted to show off. She was entirely symptom-free. After 14 days of adequate dosage, then 11 days of inadequate dosage, then 3 days without treatment, unfortunately, you see her condition again, an unhappy one. The last patient, our motion pictures of a physician with rheumatoid arthritis, the picture being taken 4 hours before the initial administration of compound E. Notice that he makes a wider base to get up and needs a little help. And then as he sits down after walking a little, he illustrates again the rheumatoid flux. Notice the clock here. Helps himself. Sit down. Weakness, instability, joint pain, metacarpal tenderness. Producing this picture. Notable tenderness, when they can tolerate it without making a face, we call it tenderness too. When they don't like it, but tolerate it without, with a little jerk, we call it tenderness 2 plus. When they pull away because it's more or less intolerable, we call it tenderness 3. And I think you will see that his joints are tenderness 2 plus to 3, most of them. After 2.5 days, the only tenderness remaining was slight tenderness in the metacarpal. 2.5 days, I say a half because he'd had his morning dose on the third day, but had not had his afternoon dose. Picture being taken around noon. Still some metacarpal tenderness, as you've seen as he walks over there. No tenderness up here.